I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. 1 month ago, a small group of protesters set up camp near New York's financial center. Now, Occupy Wall Street has gone global. Over the weekend, hundreds of thousands of activists took to the streets in the U.S. and across Europe to protest economic inequality. Some had already been staging protests, but tapping into the Occupy Wall Street movement provided some new energy and some much-sought-after media attention. Most of the weekend protests were peaceful, but the one in Rome turned violent. Megan Williams has the story.
The protests began with people holding signs and dancing in the afternoon sunshine. More than 100,000 Italians turned out on the cobblestone streets of Rome. Most of them were young people, but there was a cross-section. Many, like this 50-year-old self-employed man, were out to express their indignation at corporate and government greed.
Our young people don't have a future, and this system just thinks about profits. And there is no way, besides doing this, making these young people's voice loud to change the things.
This high school student said he and his friends want
some alternative to this government that don't understand us, that don't consider us. And when there's violence in the protests, they only look at the people who are hitting policemen and not at our ideas.
It was a prescient comment. Soon after, organized groups of young men wearing black face masks and carrying bats smashed store and bank windows and set alight several cars and a police van. In one incident that was later played repeatedly on Italian television, a group broke into a church, pulled out a ceramic Madonna, and smashed it on the street outside. Police kept the instigators at bay with tear gas and water cannons, but not before more than 100 officers and dozens of protesters were injured. Damage has been tallied at well over $1 million. 12 were arrested, and a profile of the violent group is emerging. Police estimate more than 800 were present at the march, forming two distinct groups and working in smaller units of 20 or so, throwing smoke bombs, bottles, and bricks before disappearing back into the crowd. Those arrested come from throughout Italy, are in their late teens and 20s, and surprisingly well-trained.
Perché voglio che gli autori delle violenze, che sono veri e propri criminali,
Italy's Interior Minister Roberto Maroni said the criminals will pay heavily for the violence and that he'll introduce measures to crack down on their movements tomorrow in the Italian Senate.
Ma perché Roma? Abbiamo sentito dal sindaco di Roma Alemanno.
But many observers, such as the center-left La Repubblica newspaper editor Ezio Mauro, point out that the authorities knew the Black Bloc was coming to Rome and wonder why the police didn't have more backup. Mauro and others also fear the urgent message Italy's young people are trying to convey got lost.
This violence has no goal or reason. It actually overshadows the real reasons for the protest, sullies them with violence. But we have to safeguard the goals of the peaceful young protesters who want to change how we live and make a future for themselves, who leave school and can't find work until they're 38.
The slogans like this one, "We won't pay for your crisis," and the Occupy Wall Street signs at the march this weekend are clear indications of solidarity with the American movement. But the groundswell of protest in Italy has long been underway, from the hunger striker outside of Italian Parliament, who for the past 4 months has been protesting the bloated salaries of Italian politicians, to the students out regularly protesting education cuts. Italians have long been on the streets, shouting their frustration at a government that so far, and at increasing danger to itself and the public, has failed to listen. For The World, I'm Megan Williams in Rome.
Megan sent video of the Rome protests. You can see it at theworld.org.